add some info, type some buttons.
All right, kids, welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast.
In today's show, we have news about Downtown Disney announcing delicious new experiences, update on Disney floral and gifts at Walt Disney World Resorts, headline news, trivia, and so much more on today's Disney's Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Okay, just want to remind you, book your 2024 Walt Disney World package, and you can be entered to win a Disney cruise for four. That's right, you heard us, four people. Contact us today to start planning your 2024 Disney vacation package. Go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/D, the number two, and then the word travel. Rules are this. Your package must include a minimum of four nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposit must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must take place after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of booking will result in the forfeiture of the prize, and cruise dates are subject to availability. So go check that out. That comes from our Destination to Travel sponsor partner. Highly recommended. I know a lot of people don't like using a travel agent, but I'm going to tell you, I am using one for a trip in November on the Disney Wish because I didn't feel like getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to try and get the cabin and the dates I wanted. So yeah. I gave it to somebody else and said, here, book this please for me.
Can you please wake up and do it for me? And they exactly. said, yes, thank you. We will yes. do this for you.
Yes.
All so, you need to do is pay
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you're booking a trip, when you're booking a Disney trip, there's a lot of moving pieces, especially if you're traveling with a family or a large family or even doing like a reunion thing or you have two or three different families. I'm telling you, just have somebody else do it because when things start going sideways, you just pick up the phone, you make one phone call to your travel agents. Listen, here's my problem. And then they will get on the phone with Disney and fix the problem for you. Just my two cents. Okay. All right, Mr. James, what's our first interesting story?
Downtown Disney announces delicious new experiences. Mm. The Downtown Disney District at Disneyland Resort has some exciting updates and additions. Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen has reopened as Jazz Kitchen Coastal Grill and Patio. Hmm. Oof, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Extra letters. Offering a fresh new look and menu inspired by the Gulf and Pacific Coast, the menu includes favorites like beignets and new dishes such as lobster and crawfish sliders and gumbo lala. Beignets expressed a counter service spot serves classic and specialty glazed beignets in various flavors. There's also a new cart called Clyde's Hot Chicken, located near the Disneyland monorail, serving delicious Nashville hot chicken on a stick with different heat levels. In the future, a new space called the Alley will be introduced, featuring interactive games, live music, lounge areas, and dining seats. Several shops have reopened, including Disney Home, Wonderground Gallery, Love Pop, and Pele Soccer. Future dining plans for the district include the addition of Din Tai Fung, known for his soup, dumplings, and noodles. I'm there.
Yeah.
A Mexican cuisine by Chef Carlos Gaitan at Paseo and Centrico, and a California Cuban cheese rolls, and pastries from Porto's Bakery and Cafe.
Interesting. Yeah, so, you know, Disney, Downtown Disney is kind of having this, like, I'm going to call it revitalization since the pandemic, you know, destroyed a lot of things. And then, they were going to change up what Downtown Disney was going to be. And then they made a 180 and then said, let's bring back all the food places again. So now all these things are coming back, and like with Ralph Brennan's, it's being, you know, rebranded as Jazz Kitchen Coastal. Maybe Ralph Brennan didn't want to come back, so Disney took over, and that's my assumption here. I don't have the facts, but I'm thinking Ralph Brennan said, no, I'm not coming back. So they said, all right, well, that was a popular theme. Let's just turn it into the Jazz Kitchen Coastal Grill and Patio, and we'll operate it. So at least the beignets are coming back.
You can't have it without it, can you?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But that Din Tai Fung with soup, dumpling, and noodles, that sounds delicious.
I'm there for the noodles.
I hope it gets over here to Disney Springs.
That would be nice.
James, have you ever ordered flowers or gifts to be brought to the room that you were staying in at Walt Disney World?
I have not ordered flowers or gifts. I have ordered other stuff through the cruise line, like room theming and stuff like that.
Yeah. I did it a couple of years ago. I had some flowers sent to the room, and it literally looked exactly like the picture on the website. I'm like, wow, they did not deviate at all. Not from the layout, not from the size of flowers, nothing. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. The only weird part was you had to be in your room. Like the flower people dropped it off at the front desk. So you had to be in your room. You had to call the front desk and then tell them to bring it to your room. And I'm like, why don't you just put it in the room? You know? But anyway, beginning August 27th, Walt Disney World, this is very interesting, Walt Disney World Resort will transition its floral and gift operations to a new Central Florida third-party vendor. So Disney is out of the gift and floral business, which means
probably no more flower and garden.
No, it means
wrong floral.
An entire department has probably just recently been laid off. That includes all the drivers, all the floral people, all that probably have all recently been laid off. So as a result, guests and clients will not have the option to add flowers and gifts and other related Disney resort in-room amenities to your travel packages. These amenities can continue to be added to travel packages, but it has to be done before August 26th. If you placed an order through Disney Floral of August 27th or later, you will fully be refunded, and then you'll have to go do it all over again. If you are interested in placing an order for August 27th or later, you'll have to go and check out the website, and then you can learn more about how to place an order through the new vendor option called Florida Fresh Floral. Now, if you went to the Disney Floral site, I'm sure we'd probably redirect you to the new one. I would assume.
You would hope so.
You would hope. So,
I wouldn't go there until after the 27th.
Yeah. There are a lot of other people in the Disney community that do these kind of things. If you're looking for a gift basket, let me know. I know somebody who's a cast member who does gift baskets and brings them on property. So, I'm just saying that, you know, if you don't want to go the Disney route, there are plenty of other options out there. So, all right, what's next?
We got Tommy Hilfiger or Tommy Hilfiger launches new Disney collection to celebrate Disney 100. The Disney X Tommy collection is now available at various locations, including Shop Disney, Disney Parks, Tommy.com, and select Tommy Hilfiger stores. The collection features a range of preppy clothing adorned with traditional and reimagined illustrations of beloved Disney characters. The designs in the collection pay homage to the past 100 years of Disney magic while incorporating new manga-inspired artwork. The apparel captures Tommy Hilfiger's college prep style. You can mix and match prices like Mickey Mouse icon shorts, Mickey Mouse pleated skirt, and a Mickey Mouse polka dot sweater to create chic looks. The collection also includes a navy jacquard zip jacket and skater-styled skirt, decorated with bold new looks of Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and other iconic characters in the manga style. For more subtle statement, there are items like Mickey Mouse sleeveless shirt dress, button-down shirt, and shorts, featuring an all-over striped pattern with vintage-style images. The Mickey Mouse icon zip sweater has an embossed design with iconic Mickey Mouse icon and Tommy Hilfiger initial logo. To celebrate the Disney 100 Years of Wonder, there is the Mickey Mouse Crest t-shirt showcasing classic Mickey Mouse and his new manga-inspired look with a crest designed reminiscent of Tommy Hilfiger's iconic crest. So, yeah.
It's a lot of cool stuff.
There's a lot of new stuff.
Yeah. You can find... we saw it in the Marketplace Co-op. Mm-hmm. Over in the Fancy Schmancy section. It's pretty cool things, you know. Listen, I have a lot of Tommy Bahama stuff, and now Tommy Hilfiger is doing it. Hey, that's cool, you know. And right now, us pass holders get a nice discount, and I think it still applies to this merch, too. So, if any of this tickles your fancy, now's the time to go do it to the end of the month. Let's talk about my dear friends at Pixar. So, the new Pixar show featuring Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, and more is coming to Disneyland Paris, unfortunately. The show is called Together, a Pixar musical adventure. It's a new stage show debuting on July 15th, 2023 at Disneyland Paris. The show takes place at Studio Theater in Walt Disney Studios Park and features the worlds of Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, and more. The story revolves around a child named Charlie who dreams of conducting an orchestra for a school gala but loses his music sheets. As Charlie falls asleep, Woody and other toy characters come to life to help recover the scattered scenes from various Pixar stories. The show incorporates advanced technologies including water effects, creative lighting, contemporary choreography, live music, massive decorations, and the stage features over 4,800 square feet of LED screens. It is full-sized mobile decorations and 200 spotlights with highly immersive experience. The music plays a significant role with 8 musicians performing beloved Pixar soundtrack and an original score recorded with 54 musicians in Nashville. Instruments such as piano, violin, trumpet, cello, guitar, drums, sax are used to bring the tracks to life. Remember at the studios here, they did the live Pixar in the Beauty and the Beast theater. They had a stage. It was filled with musicians, and they played Pixar songs live.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever saw it, but I think I remember hearing about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see it, and I wish they would bring it back because, you know, it. I think it's something like if they ran Beauty and the Beast shows till like 5 o'clock, and they did two of these Pixar live things, I think that would be great. You know, us adults want something to watch besides
Beauty and the Beast. We want something to do.
Yeah.
I did see that recently. It wasn't that bad. Still.
Yeah. What's happening over at our Haleo friend?
Oh, trying to get guests in the door. Haleo in Disney Springs hosts Flamenco Fridays in June. Jose, Haleo by Jose Andres in Disney Springs invites you to enjoy Flamenco Fridays, when authentic Spanish food will be prepared with authentic flamenco dancing performers every Friday in June. As a part of Flamenco Fridays, dancers will begin performing each Friday in June 2023 at 7:30 p.m. at Haleo by Jose Andres, a tapas restaurant in Disney Springs. Diners can munch and sip on items such as the tortilla de patatas, mm-hmm. or an omelet with potato and onions, mm-hmm. roasted branzino with potatoes, olive oil, and fresh herbs, grilled paellas, sangrias, cocktails, and wine.
Interesting.
Haleo by Jose Andres is located directly next to Splitsville and diagonally across from the AMC Theater on the Disney West Side.
Yep.
West Side.
Yeah, so pretty cool. I'll go back when Magical Dining starts in September. That's the next time. I'll roll through the
doors. I might have to find my way through their door, too.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah. All right. Hey, James, last week we had a Disney Parks trivia question. And the question was, what's the name of the motel where toys go missing on Halloween? And the correct answer was the Sleep Well Hotel. That's where toys went missing. And as we like to say around here, the winner is Deborah. It's in the mail.
It's on the way.
So this week's trivia question is, who says, and I quote, "Look, I'm Picasso," end quote. Who says that? If you think you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right. Moving on over to Tokyo Disney, which has announced their 40th anniversary priority pass. So as part of its Dream Go Round celebration that began April 15th, Tokyo Disney Resort has announced a new 40th anniversary priority pass will be available for selected experiences at Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Seas. The new complimentary priority pass will be introduced this summer for a limited period, allowing guests to enjoy certain attractions with a reduced wait time. So it's like a fast pass. Guests can select eligible experiences using the Tokyo Disney Resort app after entering the park, and then enter the attractions through a designated entrance at a specific time. And the following attractions and experiences are part of this. You got 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Aquatopia, Big Thunder Mountain, Buzz Lightyear Astro Blaster, Haunted Mansion, Indiana Jones, Monsters, Inc., Ride and Seek, Nemo and Friends Sea Rider, Pooh's Honey Hunt, Raging Spirits, Space Mountain, Space Tours, or not Space Tours, Star Tours,
Star.
The Magic Lamp Theater, Turtle Talk, Tokyo Disney Resort, we said that one already. The launch date for the 40th anniversary priority pass has yet to be announced, so stay tuned. And depending on operating conditions, Priority Pass may not be available on certain days. Disney Fast Pass, which is currently unavailable, will permanently end its service. Dun, dun, dun. So they're getting almost like a Genie Plus experience. Except they don't have to pay for them.
No.
All right. What's next? More food.
I found that article.
Show me the
food. It's over here now.
Oh, okay.
New dishes coming to the menu at Flying Fish in Walt Disney World. Walt Disney World Resort shares details every Friday in a segment they called they call Foodie Friday. And this week they've announced that a few new menu items are being added to Flying Fish beginning June 14th. In addition to new things, some of their signature dishes have been updated. This restaurant is located at Disney's Boardwalk, and it's a quick walk from Epcot through the International Gateway. And also right there is the Skyliner also.
Yeah.
So everything is right there for you. Here are the updates for the new food dishes. Spanish octopus with saffron aioli, shaved fennel and crispy garlic, hazelnut dacois with praline, melt chocolate whipped cream, candied hazelnuts, and orange sorbet, oat grilled romaine with buttermilk crema fraiche, pecorino romano, and marinated vegetables, plancha seared scallops with savory grits, sweet corn, and pepperdew emulsion. And last but not least, but definitely least, char-crusted New York strip with meal filet potatoes gratin, seasonal vegetables, and a Bernese sauce.
Interesting.
The last one sounds all right.
Yeah, I like Flying Fish, but since their renovation, there was a really serious price increase over there. So I try not to go as often as I used to. But I do like the food there. I do like the food. And it is a little slanted to the seafood experience. So if you're looking for seafood more than a steak, check it out. All right. If you're an Apple and computer fan, not an Apple as in the fruit, Apple computers, Disney and Apple are going to collaborate on the new AR storytelling experience. So when Apple announced their Vision Pro, which is like goggles that you wear with headphones and all that stuff, Bob Iger joined Apple CEO Tim Cook at the WWDC 23 to announce Disney's collaboration for future VR AR endeavors with Apple's just announced Vision Pro headset. As part of the Disney 100 celebration, this tech endeavor brings Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Disney Parks to your living room. Disney and Apple are bringing the AR/VR storytelling experiences to live with Apple's Vision Pro. Iger stepped on the stage to give an overview of this new Apple Vision Pro collaboration with no specific applications were announced yet. But there was a preview of things to come and showcased the depth of Disney's portfolio with Marvel, ESPN, Animation Studios, and Star Wars. So some of the things they highlighted was Iger asked viewers to imagine a world where Disney Plus and familiar fan favorite shows like The Mandalorian can go beyond the big screen and come alive in their home. The Mandalorian on Disney Plus would have more information and interaction than ever before. And these shows could expand Star Wars galaxy and bring information to life, like the planet locations, the vehicle types, and the character information. So what they were showing in the screen is if you were watching, there'd be, say, up in the upper right-hand corner, like the planets, and you would say, you know, they are here. And then down at the bottom, they had, like, you know, different character information about, you know, Mandalorian or Grogu or whatever. So it was very interesting in that aspect. If you are a sports fan, through the Apple Vision Pro, ESPN Plus can bring the court to your coffee table with a court view replay. So this is, I don't know how they're doing this, but
hold on, it's almost to your coffee like, cup.
What? Through the coffee cup?
Hold on to your coffee cup.
Yeah, exactly. There must be another court level camera that will pick this up. ESPN Sports brought to life with announced Disney and Apple VR AR. Five different sports can be played on the virtual screens around your living room, and in-room celebrations become even more personal with virtual full-size athletes coming alive right in front of you. Do I need that?
I don't know.
No. And then last but not least, you have sitting inside a Star Wars speeder. So using your Vision Pro VR to its full advantage, viewers can sit in their own Star Wars speeder on Tatooine and while watching the latest episode of The Mandalorian. Grogu and a Star Wars speeder are one of the many upcoming Disney experiences on Apple Vision Pro and AR VR experiences. The Vision Pro headsets use spatial audio, dual 4K eye screens to bring the ultimate Star Wars experience to you. Just a couple notes. Number one, the barrier to entry for this is $3,500. Per set of goggles. That's number one. Number two, the other thing I just read the other day is these 4K eye screens. Well, if you wear glasses, you will have to have prescription lenses added to your $3,500 price tag. Now,
I'm out.
If you wear contacts, okay, that's fine because they're inside your eyes. But if you wear glasses, I don't think you can wear glasses with the set. You actually have to have those screens turned into your prescription so that you can see it. So those are just some of the little drawbacks. But everything that they showed looked very interesting. Did you see any clips of the video, James?
I've seen some of it. I didn't watch the whole thing, though, no.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I mean, you know, like there was show, I mean, like it's, you know, it would be full on, like, think like an IMAX theater bolted to your head, you know. I mean, full spatial audio, and then it would be super widescreen. You know, everywhere you turn, you would see, you know, whatever you're watching. So it'd be very cool. Very cool. All right, tell us a little bit about the Hong Kong, Donkey Kong.
End scene of Hong Kong Disneyland's new Frozen ride revealed. Uh-oh, there we go. There is magic in the air as Hong Kong Disneyland steps closer to the opening of World of Frozen, featuring the brand new attraction Frozen Ever After. We have shared some of this ride in the making with you already, watching closely as this immersive atmosphere is pieced together, one detail at a time. Now we're taking a look at the queuing area and the final scene of the ride where Anna, Elsa, and Olaf watch on as you make your way through the end of the journey. But before this marvelous boat ride, to Elsa's Ice Palace, you'll pass the office of Kristoff, who is now the official ice master and deliverer, and lanterns glowing over the royal deck. We can't wait until the gate opens this November at Hong Kong Disneyland. Upon completing your journey, Anna, Elsa, and Olaf will be waiting to welcome voyagers back hand in hand from their visit to the North Mountain.
Yeah. You got to remember, this is an entire land.
Yes.
This is not just, you know, our little attraction over in Epcot. Norway. This is a land. All right, James, you ready?
Yep.
How about a little headline news?
And now, the headline news.
All right, Disneyland Resort announced the return of the California resident ticket offer. If you want more information, I would say to you, go to Disney Parks Podcast /D2Travel. Fill out the information and we will get you in touch with a travel agent that can tell you all about that great deal. There's also a special Alani Resort offer for guests on Disney Cruise Line sailing. So once again, this is a great time. If you have a travel agent, call up your travel agent. If you're taking a cruise, there might be a really good offer for you for Alani as well. Paddlefish and Terralina are now offering resident discounts in June. So I think as much as 20%. So if you want to go to these places, Paddlefish and Terralina are both located at Disney Springs, relatively close to each other. One's Italian, one is not. I'll let you try and figure that out. if you are a DVC member and you have a owner's locker, owner's locker is going to increase its prices July 1st, and there will be different and some new plans. I highly recommend if you have a DVC and you come down here once or twice a year, even if it's just once, if you come down multiple times a year, an owner's locker is the best thing. Because you can put in a box, a tote, a very hard tote, you can put in there your liquor, you can put in there your shorts, your swim shorts, your coffee maker that you like, your special coffee, whatever it is that you like every time you go to your DVC, you can put it in an owner's locker. I loved it. It helped me not, like I would go down to Disney World and not bring anything but my laptop backpack because I kept clothes and everything else in it. Back in the day, remember when you used to have to plug in your computer to the little Ethernet in the room? Well, mm-hmm. I used to bring a Wi-Fi router, plug that into the wall, and then I would have Wi-Fi in the entire room. But now you don't need to do that. Disneyland is bringing it.
We've taken care of that for you now.
Thank you. Disneyland Paris confirms to experience park interruptions due to striking cast members. So over in Paris, there's a lot of unions that are striking. So be warned that certain things may not be available at Disneyland Paris because cast members are also striking. If you are a Typhoon Lagoon fan, there is a new limited time Typhoon Tilly sipper located at only Disney's Typhoon Lagoon. So if you have to have that, you better run over there and get one. Over at the Biergarten in Epcot, the dance floor is closed because they are actually going to refurbish it. I didn't know if anybody actually used it, but I guess they do.
Yeah. They do now.
Yeah. Over at the Hollywood Studios, over on Grand Avenue, they have like a little wall built up right in front of Muppet 3D. Apparently, they're doing some work on that landscaping and trees and things. I think one of the trees there, I think they've taken down already. So there's some things going on over there. You can still get, all the way back there, the Muppets and Melrose and all that stuff. So don't worry about it. Disney Visa card members get exclusive meet and greets with Darth Vader. It is returning to Hollywood Studios, so go check that out if you, are a Disney Visa fan. Disney After Hours at the Hollywood Studios is completely sold out.
And you said it.
Yeah.
It's out of here. It wasn't going to last. It did not.
Nope. It's the best thing ever. Go try it once. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, well, you can say I sent you. There's a rumor going around that they're going to turn Aerosmith Rock and Roll Coaster into Muppets Mayhem. So the creators of Muppet Mayhem, Jeff Yorks, has pitched a Muppets makeover for Rock and Roller Coaster at Walt Disney World to the Disney Company.
Really? I think that adds idea like number 200 to the list of ideas that we have came up with.
I think turning it into a Queen roller coaster, you know, with Queen songs, I think would be a lot better than Muppet Mayhem. And it'd be in the wrong side of the park if we're going to have Muppets over there, and then you can't have Muppets over there, right? Unless they pick up the building and move it over
there.
You
got Star Wars over here and Star Wars over there.
Well, I have a feeling Star Wars over there is going to go away sooner rather than later.
That could be.
Yeah. I think something's going to happen on that whole side of the park. Fingers crossed. What other things have you heard as rumors for this, James? Do you remember?
There's been several. Iron Man's been a big
big
talk at one point in time. I don't know if it will be, because I thought they were doing an Iron Man type roller coaster somewhere else in one of the other parks overseas.
Maybe Disneyland? Or
Paris. I think it was either Paris or one of the other ones. Or they already have it. I can't remember. But I did hear the Queen one too. And then this one I actually did just recently hear of before today. So yeah, I think the list keeps growing, but we'll see. We'll add another one to this list next week if it shows up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else interesting you have there, Mr. James?
I don't think so.
No? All right, kids. Hey, thanks for listening to the Disney Parks Podcast show. We hope you appreciate it. We hope you listen.
Yes.
We hope you like it.
Thanks for hanging around and dealing with the mayhem.
Yeah. If you have comments or suggestions, send those to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. If you would like to get two additional shows each week, go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, or you can go to our website at DisneyParksPodcast.com, and there's a link out to Patreon there. And those are two extra shows. One we call the Extra Magic Hour, where we just babble about something of interest, and then we do a Disney Plus show, talk about things on Disney Plus. It's more like Disney Media Movie Show. It's expanded a little bit here.
It kind of gets blended in the everything land.
Exactly.
But that's okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in the,
parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a moon out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.